Completing the past is an essential part of designing a better future. Reasoning flows not only forward, as psychologists Daniel Kahneman and Dale T. Miller say, but also backward, from the experience to what it reminds us of or makes us think about. They call this the power of backward thinking. If we're going to experience our best year ever, we need to harness the power of backward thinking for ourselves. Why? We can't complete the past until we acknowledge what we've already experienced. As a friend told me, an experience is not complete until it's remembered. We can't just ignore it or wish it away. Whatever we have experienced over the last 12 months, or even further back, must be addressed. If we try to ignore it, it's just going to come back to bite us. How? Sometimes we live inside unhelpful stories we tell ourselves. Other times we nurse grievances to justify our current actions or feel unvalued because we were slighted or disregarded in some way. If we don't get resolution, we'll drag all our unfinished business into the future and it'll sabotage everything we're trying to build going forward. Now, before going any further, I want to stress something. The process I outline next is designed to help you deal with setbacks and frustrations. It's not designed to help you deal with serious trauma. Many of us have endured some real shocks, maybe even catastrophes. Maybe you lost a marriage. Maybe you lost a loved one. Maybe you experienced an accident, an illness, a violent attack, or the total loss of your business. Unless and until you deal with traumatic events, they can influence and even define your future in deeply unhealthy ways. What I'm about to detail can only get you so far. If you need to bring in outside resources, such as a therapist, I recommend you do so. As Brené Brown says, that's pure courage. For the rest of us, listing our disappointments and processing them can suffice. The after-action review. The U.S. Army has a helpful backward-thinking method. It's called the after-action review. First developed in 1981, America's armed forces have been using it ever since to improve performance and get better at what they do. After an event, the goal is to understand what happened, why it happened, and how they can improve. Lots of businesses use this process, and we can use it too. This kind of backward thinking will put you in an excellent frame of mind as you get ready to design your future and experience your best year ever. Marilyn Darling, Charles Perry, and Joseph Moore studied the after-action review process for Harvard Business Review. They give the example of a training battle in the California desert. I'll call the two sides Team 1 and Team 2. Team 1 was top-notch and rarely defeated. Their job was to help train Team 2 by running them through a near-life scenario. But in this case, Team 2 managed to surprise the trainers with an unforeseen attack plan. Whoops! Team 2 broke Team 1's defenses and left them outgunned and outmaneuvered. So let's ask, did the trainers hang their heads in shame and defeat? No. Instead, they conducted an after-action review. They studied what went wrong, what went right, and how to adjust their approach in the future. In fact, Team 1's commander called it a good rehearsal for upcoming engagements. Why is this important? Because completing the past is all about moving into the future. As the authors of the HBR study said, an after-action review is a living, pervasive process that explicitly connects past experience with future action. I'll next break down this review process into its four key stages. We'll move through each stage with several questions, and I encourage you to use a journal or